WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Bryan police are investigating the Christmas morning shooting of a Chihuahua. What's known so far is the dog got out of its yard when it was shot and killed. The weekend after Christmas included 14 burglary reports to the College Station police. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says to keep a lookout and report any suspicious activity, which led to an arrest in the parking lot of Post Oak Mall.
They were able to link him to the vehicle burglary in the mall parking lot, and he was found in possession of some stolen items from a vehicle burglary from Houston that had previously been reported.
12 of the 14 locations were homes and apartments. Animals seeking warmth from near freezing temperatures resulted in a pair of power outages yesterday at the Brazos County Courthouse. County Judge Dwayne Peters says a raccoon got into the basement's electrical panel, which was open due to construction.
A raccoon somehow got into the basement and climbed onto that panel, electrical panel, and fried there, and it set the alarms off.
Peter says power was turned off to remove the animal and to clean the area where it came into contact with electrical lines. A second power outage that affected about 115 BTU customers around Welburn for about 2 hours was attributed to a squirrel. The Bryan Aquatic Center will be closed at least through today for unexpected repairs to the pool heating system. The pool was already scheduled to be closed Thursday for New Year's Day. Today marks a week since former President George H.W. Bush began his latest hospitalization as a precautionary measure after experiencing shortness of breath. Family spokesman Jim McGrath says the president's breathing returned to normal yesterday. The holidays have included a pair of deadly fires. Near San Antonio, 5 were killed and 17 were hurt at a senior high-rise. The cause of the fire at the 11-story Wedgwood Apartments in Castle Hills has not been determined. And in Victoria, a space heater in a bedroom may have ignited materials, resulting in a house fire that killed a 6-year-old boy, critically injured his 7-year-old brother, and led to minor injuries to 2 other children. Wendy Davis says she regrets expressing support for the open carry of handguns. She supported legislation last year to allow college students with concealed handgun licenses to keep weapons in their cars. The position put her at odds with the Democratic Party. Governor-elect Greg Abbott has said he'll sign an open carry bill into law if legislation comes to his desk. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 46 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Get the best in fitness with AeroFit. It's never been easier to join. Save now and start achieving your fitness goals. Memberships start as low as $30 per month, and AeroFit has 5 locations to better serve you and your family. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Call today and find out how AeroFit's personal training staff can get you in the shape you've always wanted at a price you can't afford. Call, click, or come by today and look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. It's never been easier. Join today and your body will thank you later.
The season is almost over. Time to name your all-pro team. Hi, Tim Light here, and with me is Bubba Dixon from Tom Light Chevrolet. There were a lot of great performances this year. What stands out in your mind?
Well, I have to tip my hat to the Chevy Silverado. It won North American Truck of the Year honors and still the longest-lasting, most dependable truck on the road.
The Chevy Silverado is definitely an all-pro truck. It's no wonder we carry the largest selection of new Silverados in the Brazos Valley.
Big selection and even bigger savings during our year-end clearance. Go to TomLight.com, compare our prices, and you'll never want to shop anywhere else. Come see us at Tom Light Chevrolet.
Year-end savings and worry-free ownership with our TLC package. 2 years of scheduled maintenance at no extra cost. A free car wash and service loaner with each new car purchase.
Only at Tom Light Chevrolet on East Earl Road Freeway in Bryan and online at TomLight.com. Your Texas best Chevy dealer. Chevy, find new roads.
6:10, we must have had a football game yesterday. They change things. Hey, 6:10. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Partly cloudy to clear skies expected going through the night with low temperatures by early Tuesday morning, down between 35 and 40. Now, during the day Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be cool. Temperatures up near 55 degrees. And a weather system moves in after that with clouds during Tuesday night, becoming breezy, maybe a late night shower. Low temperature 35 to 40. And cloudy and breezy on Wednesday, maybe a shower. Cool. Temperatures near 50 degrees. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Connor, we'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with Fighting Texas Aggie football in the Liberty Bowl yesterday, A&M women's basketball in Washington. Big coaching changes all over the place, and Johnny Manziel talks to the media. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here at about 6:50.
Oh, so the women's basketball team actually was there.
Yes.
Because, you know, yeah, because I thought, well, I'll go in and I'll check, you know, see how that's going. And the game was already over. Excuse me. The contest was already over. Oh, excuse me. They'd finished the game.
Yes.
Really? He doesn't get beat by 20 points very often.
No.
There you go. Anyway, that's fine because it's all good because today is a very special day.
Very special.
It's a very special day. I'll tell you about it in just a moment.
Oh, you.
In the meantime, In the meantime, as we get toward the end of the year, people get bored. They got nothing else to do, right? A state agency in Minnesota claiming to have the world's record for the largest ball of paper.
Okay.
The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says the ball measures 9 feet 7 inches tall, 32.25 feet in circumference. The 426-pound ball was displayed at the Minnesota State Fair to show how much recyclable paper state residents throw away every 30 seconds. But anybody who missed seeing the ball at the fair is out of luck. The agency has already recycled it, turning it into cardboard for cereal boxes.
The question remains,
yeah,
if it got that big, they have to use tape.
Yeah, probably right to hold it. Yeah.
Hold the paper together.
Yeah, right, or some lickage, I'm not
if
sure which.
If I'm not mistaken, that would just be adding more useless garbage
That's right. The ball was built around a cardboard frame. No, it says here was held together with paper netting. I don't know what paper netting means. In keeping with Guinness guidelines, no adhesive or tape was used. So that does...
Okay.
That does end your situation, but nonetheless, did everybody volunteer to do this? You know what I'm saying? Did this cost the state of Minnesota something? Because, I don't know. Well, have you always, Patrick, recycled?
No.
Okay.
My mother used to laugh when this became more popular.
Yeah.
She said, we were recycling during World War II before it was recycling.
Yeah.
Right. We were just keeping stuff.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so, I mean, because do you jump full bore into the recycling thing or do you just kind of do an on-ramp to it? You know what I mean?
I mean, we had a box where we'd toss old newspapers. Remember those things?
And yeah.
Then there was a big bin that you, it was almost like a dumpster, but it specifically said paper.
Right.
So you could take it all down there.
But the deal is, of course, the two cities take different paths toward this.
Well, sure.
Bryan has the site recycling center where you bring it to them. College Station has the situation where you separate it and put it out on the curb. I don't know which is more efficient. I'm not sure which is more convenient necessarily. But the idea is, you know, now I collect newspapers so I can go ahead and throw them in the dumpster all at the same time. So that's, you know. But
everybody's got to have a hobby.
That's right. And again, you walk up and you see four different containers someplace, you get confused. Just saying.
No.
Yeah. Information.
So I don't know how we're supposed to make it necessarily that easy. That's why I like the idea with Bryan. You just kind of go in there and they go through the stuff and put it in the proper bin, which is, you know.
And what's our favorite Murphy is it's max of effort.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We don't want no effort smacked in there.
No.
Wouldn't want to do that.
No, sir.
Yeah.
Hurry into Amish Furniture for Generations for their end-of-year floor model sale going on right now. It's the biggest sale of the year. You'll find huge savings throughout the store. Amish Furniture is reducing their inventory and extending the savings onto you. But hurry, the sale is only through the end of December. It's the biggest sale of the year. Amish Furniture for Generations end-of-year floor model sale. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger, in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Hey, guys, 6:15, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the 30th of December. We got 2 days to go. And it's the fifth day of Christmas. And also, it's Bacon Day.
Bacon!
Now, some say August 31st is Bacon Day.
Oh, bacon can have two, for heaven's sakes.
Bacon!
Or it could be every day.
Well, I'm not going to argue with that.
Okay. Sixth day of Christmas, and it's Falling Needles Family Fest.
And it's birthdays?
And it's birthdays.
LeBron James is 30 today.
He's rich.
Le Tigre, Tiger Woods, is 39.
Not as rich. Oh, I don't know. Maybe he's richer.
I don't think he's... Yeah, I think he may have more just long term. Yeah, sure. Okay. Layla Ali is 37 years old. Matt Lauer is 57 years old. Had he taken better care of himself, Davy Jones would have had a birthday today.
Davy Jones.
What'd I say?
Monkey.
Meredith Vieira, 61 today.
Uh-huh.
Sandy Koufax, alive and kicking at 79. Michael Naismith, 72. His mom invented, I think it was Whiteout.
No, it was Mickey Dolenz.
Was it Mickey Dolenz?
So Davy Jones and LeBron James have the same birthday. They weren't the same height, you noticed that.
No, not at all.
Oh, yeah, and then there's Michael Naismith. Actually, you know, Michael Naismith did early music videos, kind of the forerunner of MTV.
He was a producer and director.
Yeah, did that stuff.
Sean Hannity's birthday today.
Oh, he's been here.
He is 53 years old today. Yeah. And Tracy Ullman celebrating as well. She is 55.
Oh, wow. James Burroughs did, Will and Grace, Taxi, Cheers. All
those. Patti Smith's birthday today, too.
Oh, really?
Patti Smith is 68.
Okay. And Hugh Hefner is still alive, by the way.
Yes.
Apparently.
Hoax.
Well, as you get to the end of the year, the deal is, so folks know, we have these aggregation services that bring in different news from different areas and present it to us so that we've got it and we can decide what we want to use and not use on the show. The deal is, though, during this time of year, some of them take breaks. So that means there's a void out there. And this is a great time for rumors to get started.
Yes.
And so they can toss those out there and see if the interweb will pick that up and they'll get to go viral for whatever reason.
Yeah, that hit yesterday morning, and I immediately started tracking it down while we were doing the show. And I'm like, yeah, this isn't true.
Nah. So anyway, he is 88. But, I'm not sure living on borrowed time.
Certainly a man collecting bets.
Yeah, I would say so. And certainly has some memories and probably has lost some too, but nonetheless. All right, 6:18, here's the birthday boy.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So after a summer of heated debate over immigration, new report sheds light on the issue in the United States. The number of immigrants, both legal and illegal, living in the United States is at a record high. In 2013, 41.3 million immigrants lived in America, which represents a doubling in the immigrant population since 1990. Now, Mexicans represent the largest group of immigrants, both legal and illegal. Now, the report also found that 2.5 million immigrants from predominantly Muslim countries now live in the United States. And according to Breitbart's Matthew Boyle, between 2010 and 2013, there was actually a greater increase in the number of immigrants from the Middle East than from Central America. And when it comes to illegal immigration, control the border first. Do it now.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-842-8607. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-842-8607. That's 1-800-842-8607. Call 1-800-842-8607.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call the Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
On-time delivery. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Most of the things ordered online during the holiday season arrived on time this year. It's estimated 98% of the shipments handled by United Parcel Service and FedEx were delivered on time. The shipping companies invested millions of dollars, hired more seasonal workers, and imposed tighter caps on retailers to avoid the problems that were experienced last year. The Internal Revenue Service will be ready for our returns on January 20th. The IRS says it will start processing paper documents and electronic files on time this year, despite 11th-hour congressional action on various temporary tax measures. Chrysler is recalling some 7- and 8-year-old pickups. The automaker will fix a problem on about 67,000 trucks that can prevent them from starting or cause them to move when the ignition key is turned. Stock market futures pointing a little bit lower ahead of the Tuesday session. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Prices are for base buildings only. If 2015 is a year for your business to grow and you need to build, call General Steel today before you spend thousands more than you should. General Steel pre-engineered buildings could save you as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. Get a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000 or 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. We'll design a building to fit your needs, and best of all, you can stop paying rent. For office buildings, strip malls, church buildings, manufacturing, and much more, you just can't beat a General Steel price. Call now to lock in 2014 prices and build in 2015. Call General Steel today at 898-STEEL. Don't pay thousands more than you should. Call now and get the best prices in years. Call 898-STEEL. We'll lock in your 2014 price for 90 days. Call 800-987-8335.
Good morning. It's 622, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Got some cold days coming. You know we will. Folks at Intercon want to remind you that if you are not happy with your utility bills in 2014, you can make the change in 2015. Just a phone call gets us started. That's to Intercon. Give them a call at 823-3639. They'll come out and assess the situation for you. Make sure that the windows are doing what they should be doing. You probably know that there might be some out there that aren't, but after they have a look at them, they'll let you know exactly what it's going to take to get those windows energy efficient. Maybe it's replacing them. Maybe it's repairing the existing windows. But know this, you'll get an estimate from Intercon and you won't get any high pressure. They don't do it that way. That's not the way they operate at Intercon. They're a homegrown company. And matter of fact, it's a father and son that started it, as a matter of fact. And so they and still own it. So as a result, you're dealing with your neighbors. You're dealing with your friends. You're dealing with people who live right here. And the people who do their work are local as well. So deal with a local company. They'll help you through this idea of having to pay what you're paying for utilities. If you want to do something about it with energy-efficient windows, Intercon can help. And by the way, if you're a BTU customer, there's some inducements there as well. So give them a call at 823-3639. That's Intercon. Camo is hiding no longer. Camo, of course, is the Oregon cat that accidentally was sold with a mattress set in a home after... Yeah, really. And 10 days out on his own, as a matter of fact. Roy Defic wrote in a statement that his girlfriend caught Camo in a trap on Saturday night after he reportedly was seen near an airport just west of Portland, Oregon. The trap was baited with sardines in oil, aha, and familiar scented clothing. Here's the deal. People across the Portland area and beyond apparently had, remember, it's Portland, okay, had apparently been on the lookout for Camo after his unusual disappearance got national attention. Did we hear about this? I didn't hear about it.
Here, I didn't either.
Mr. Dufek sold his girlfriend's mattress and box springs back in December, on December 17th, without realizing that the cat was likely in a favorite hiding spot that was inside the box spring that went with the mattress. Unable to find Camo at the mattress buyer's home, it was at that point that Roy took to social media to help track down the 5-year-old cat.
Because he didn't want to get skinned by his girlfriend.
That's right. He didn't care that much, but figured it all, you know, scurried out of the box spring by then and was someplace else. And the buyer who lives at the airport, okay? And so there you are. Mr. Dufek wrote that Camo was 2 pounds lighter after 10 days outside, had a cut lip, and broken nails and a bleeding paw. On Sunday, Camo was examined by a vet, given the thumbs up. He's okay. Oh, he's also given a bath. The couple thanked everyone for their help, saying it's great to know that there are friends and strangers who had their back in their time of need. We can't ever repay or say thank you enough to all the people that spent their cherished holiday time and resources to help bring Camo home.
It's a cat.
Yeah, it is. It's a cat, and that means it's probably going to misbehave again. And at that point, Roy's going to go, I'll put you back in the box. Yeah. I brought you home. I can send you out again.
I'll sell more her stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I'll sell more stuff, and he won't have any place to hide. So anyway, so Camo's fine.
Thank heavens.
Yeah.
I just couldn't sleep.
Just remember, the only reason it happened is because it was Portland.
And it was a cat.
Yeah. 626, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Norma G. Tractor, your number one Kubota dealer. Voted best in the Brazos 13 straight years. Go to normagtractor.com. Maybe some fog developing again today. You know, did that yesterday. Wasn't foggy right about now, but as the sun came up, the fog developed. We'll see what happens. Northeasterly winds today at about 5 to 10. Our high will be 51. Down near freezing, we probably won't hit it tonight because we'll have some clouds out there, but about 33, we'll say. Tomorrow, 20% chance of rain with a high of only 43. Won't be too pleasant. Winds out of the north at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. And then tomorrow night, we're looking at 36 for our low. Then a 60% chance of rain on New Year's Day and on Thursday night. It increases to a 70% chance of rain on Friday. And on Friday night, 52 and 44 will be the numbers. And then Saturday, we got a 40% chance of showers. So we may have seen the sun for the last time for this week. And I guess, for this year, too. But anyhow, right now we got winds out of the northeast at 6. 86% relative humidity, overcast skies, and it's 46 out there.
A large number of bosses are really micromanagers who drive their employees crazy. And most of them would be the last to admit it. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
Ever work for a boss who was a micromanager? You know, one who practices
management by hovering and hounding, and they become a second skin of their employees.
Harry Chambers, author of the book My Way or the Highway, The Micromanagement Survival Guide, says there's an amazing number of micromanagers.
79% of people perceive that they are either currently being micromanaged or they have been micromanaged in the past. 69% of these people stated that they had considered changing jobs because of being micromanaged. So that's two out of three people. 36% of people, or one out of three, actually has changed jobs because of being micromanaged.
Interestingly, says Harry, the vast majority of managers don't see themselves as micromanagers. So where did all these micromanagers come from?
Most micromanagers are created by a lack of training and development. One of the real realities of our workplace is that most managers and leaders are not trained to do that job. We typically promote someone because they are technically proficient, and then we ask them to get the job done with and through others. And those are skills we don't teach. And in that lack of training, most people untrained in management or leadership will default to excessive control. They don't know any other way to do it.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Don't
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Wild animals looking for warmth yesterday morning got too close to high-voltage electrical equipment. Both lost their lives, and power outages that followed caused inconveniences. The Brazos County Courthouse was shut down thanks to a raccoon that was found fried in the basement electrical panel. County Judge Dwayne Peters says they found the critter while looking for the reason the fire alarm was activated.
They were able to determine that there wasn't an active fire in the courthouse, and they were able to identify it down to the basement in the electrical system, but they weren't able to determine what the cause was without shutting the electricity off, which means that the whole courthouse is shut down.
And in the Welburn area, BTU reports a squirrel caused an outage lasting more than 1 hour, affecting 115 customers. College Station police received 14 burglary reports last weekend. 12 of the cases were at homes and apartments. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says one prevention tip is not leaving boxes along the curb for an extended period.
Know when your bulk trash pickup is for your neighborhood, and then not put it out a week in advance that you got a nice 60-inch TV and leave the box out of the curb, because that tends to make it a target.
And Flieger also reminds those still shopping to lock valuables in their trunk and to be aware of your surroundings, which aided in an arrest last week of someone caught breaking vehicle windows and stealing property. 7 more burglaries were reported in BCS on Monday. In Bryan, police investigations include a dog being shot and killed on Christmas morning. What's been released so far is that the shooting took place after the Chihuahua got out of its yard. Unexpected repairs is the reason the Bryan Aquatic Center is closed at least through today. It will reopen once the pool heating system is working again, with the exception of New Year's Day, where the center will be closed for the holiday. President George H.W. Bush spent another night in a Houston hospital. Family spokesman Jim McGrath says the president's breathing returned to normal yesterday.
He's 90 years old, and he's a former president, so they've been a little extra cautious with him. But all signs are pointing in a positive direction here, so we're very pleased about that.
Today marks a week that Bush was hospitalized as a precautionary measure after experiencing shortness of breath. It will be 2 weeks tomorrow that a Central Texas television meteorologist was shot. Yesterday, Patrick Crawford of KCEN-TV wrote a message on his Facebook page, which you can read on our website at WTAW.com. KCEN reported Crawford was released from the hospital last Saturday, 10 days after he was hit by 3 rounds. The suspect remains at large, and a reward fund has grown to $20,000. The holidays have included a pair of deadly fires. Near San Antonio, nearly 80 residents of a senior high-rise remain unaccounted for, but are believed to be away for the holidays or are staying with family. Fire Department spokeswoman Laura Jesse says the cause of the fire at the 11-story Wedgwood Apartments in Castle Hills, which killed 5 and injured 17, has not been determined.
They have narrowed it down to the third floor, and that is based on witness statements and then also just their own initial investigation.
And in Victoria, a house fire killed a 6-year-old boy, hospitalized his 7-year-old brother in critical condition, and resulted in minor injuries to 2 other children. The Victoria Advocate reports a space heater in a bedroom may have ignited materials. Former gubernatorial candidate Wendy Davis says she has some regrets.
According to the San Antonio Express News, the Fort Worth Democrat says she regrets supporting open carry while on the campaign trail. She says that, quote, wasn't really in keeping with her actual views. Davis' support of legislation last session to allow college students to keep weapons in their cars didn't jive with the Democratic Party. Lawmakers meeting next month are poised to consider open carry. Some groups want the right for licensed gun owners. Others want it for everyone. Incoming Governor Greg Abbott says he'll sign an open carry bill should one pass. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
A White House representative recently visited San Antonio to speak about the increase in property crimes against the elderly. Assistant Secretary for Aging Kathy Greenlee says what she calls elder fraud is vastly underreported.
Only one in like 23 cases are ever reported, and this is for basic physical abuse, neglect. If you look at financial exploitation, it's higher. It's about one in every 44.
Greenlee says 15% of senior citizens are victims of financial abuse, and often the person behind the scam is a family member. If you're allergic to peanuts, check your fridge for processed meat products that are the subject of a recall.
Adams Flavors, Foods, and Ingredients had issued a recall due to an undeclared peanut protein in cumin products. As a result, San Antonio-based Garcia Foods is recalling more than 190,000 pounds of pork products due to the misbranding and undeclared allergens. Also as a result of the ingredient recall, Dallas-based JB Sausage is recalling about 46,000 pounds of chicken and beef products. Finally, HEB Meat Center in San Antonio is recalling 84,000 pounds of pork products. The products were shipped to HEB retail locations and the Garland Independent School District. Tony Purcell, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 6:35. It's 46 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news coming up at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
If you're a Suddenlink customer, you probably already know this or you've already received this benefit, and that is increased internet speed. That's part of what Suddenlink is doing and going to do more in 2015, and that is give you the highest quality, and these internet speeds are absolutely free. These upgrades are absolutely free. So check your email mailbox to make sure that you have that information. If not, then get in touch with the folks at Suddenlink, and they will get you hooked up on that. Also, remember that, you know, Suddenlink has lots of other great benefits to go along with just those additional channels that you have. You can watch live TV on the go with the new Suddenlink To Go app that's available on iPad, and it's coming soon to other devices. That way you can watch live TV from Fox or Fox Business or USA or E or Sci-Fi or NBC Sports. You can watch your favorite TV shows and movies on the go free. Catch your favorite shows on networks like Bravo and Oxygen and NBC and more. And you can, in fact, manage your account, view and pay your bill, set up your email, add new services, all that. And, of course, for this time of year, with all the sports, you can watch your favorite ESPN networks live anytime, anywhere on Watch ESPN. That's one of the deals they've got. But right now, you get SL200 HD TV for as low as $37 a month. You can add home phone for as low as $15 a month. And you can get blazing fast internet for just $25 a month. So check on that. Of course, all this comes with a 30-day money-back we promise guarantee from Suddenlink. Get in touch with them by going by the office or go to suddenlink.com for more information.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
6:38, let's do some weather. The weather is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 30 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partly cloudy to clear skies expected going through the night with low temperatures by early Tuesday morning, down between 35 and 40. Now, during the day Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be cool. Temperatures up near 55 degrees. And a weather system moves in after that with clouds during Tuesday night, becoming breezy, maybe a late night shower. Low temperature 35 to 40. And cloudy and breezy on Wednesday, maybe a shower. Cool. Temperatures near 50 degrees. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit as we cover the Liberty Bowl live from Memphis. We'll have more on that. A&M women's basketball took one on the chin. Guys play tonight. We'll have more on that. It was a dark day in the NFL in more than one way. All that plus updates on Johnny Manziel and more coming up in sports in 11 minutes.
So what, he said he was sorry again? Is that what he said?
Well, his quote was, if there are four people from Kerrville's party, then we had a party.
Ah. Okay.
Well, the inference was then afterwards, which was really funny, he goes, but, you know, he made it sound like you didn't need that many more people from Kerrville to have a party.
Aha. Uh-huh. Kerrvillians are happy about that.
Apparently.
Okay. There you are. Do they have a sign up going in to town, do you think?
Oh, I bet you they do.
Yeah, probably so. And you saw the West Virginia quarterback, didn't you?
Yes, well, I did.
And the commentator said it's a little early to be doing that. And
well, that kid was from, the commentator was from West Virginia.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he was a tight end for him.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, again, that stuff does come back to haunt you every once in a while. FBI agents investigating the Sony Pictures hack were briefed Monday by a security firm that says its research points to laid-off Sony staff and not North Korea as the perp. Another example of the continuing whodunit blame game that's going around this thing. Even the unprecedented decision to release the details of the ongoing FBI investigation and President Barack Obama publicly blaming the authoritarian regime up there in Korea, or over there in Korea, hasn't quieted the chorus of well-qualified skeptics. And it does make sense. I mean, again, the nine people who know about the Internet in North Korea don't know that they'd be smart enough to come up with the hackage that Sony had. And the other thing is when Sony's game systems went down, I mean, that does really sound like an inside gig right there.
Yeah, it kind of does.
You know, and again,
that, anecdotally, I've heard is sort of some low-level hackers who really didn't even know what they knew what they were doing, but they didn't really know how to cover their tracks, so Anonymous took umbrage with what they were doing because a lot of these Anonymous people are gamers themselves.
They're like, whoa, whoa, whoa,
if
whoa.
You can't do a good job of it,
and
right?
So I've heard of DOS, or DOSing someone, which is denial of service, which right. is sort of what they were doing, stealing passwords, but then these guys, these hackers, got doxed, D-O-X'd,
okay.
where Anonymous had access to some of these other hackers' documents and released personal profiles on all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
If you're wondering who did this.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. We'll show you.
This is like pictures at the post office going 2014. Right? Do you know this guy? Because this is what he did. Well, and again, I don't know that there's any way to calculate what this has done to Sony. And, I mean, obviously they brought some of it on themselves, too, with the idea of not showing the movie but I know that we've got a story, I think, where they were going to try to sell the Beatles catalog to McCartney. I mean, there's a whole lot of things that Sony was doing as a corporation that now's out there in the light of day, everywhere from Alex Trebek making that poor girl cry on Jeopardy and threatening to resign over it to all this other stuff. Well, again, it's Hollywood. How important could it really be? But nonetheless, the inner workings of a big, big company. And I'm betting there are security specialists out there who made a lot of money in December as they started building up walls for other big companies saying, we don't want this to happen to us. Anyhow, the president. Poor girl and boy, we're going to get married over there in Hawaii.
Oh, and he's a soldier, too.
Oh, I know, man. So, anyway, apparently the 16th tee at this golf course is supposed to be a really nice place to get married, and they wanted to, but they couldn't because
El Presidente.
That's right. He wanted to play golf, and you know, he sent a note, and then he called because what they did is they ended up, I think, going to the commander's front yard, which overlooks that 16th hole, and that's where they got married, and they were fine with that. But the president called and said, you know, hope the wedding went well and all that kind of stuff. As Natalie Hemel and David Mully got married. Yeah, everything seems fine. Bloomberg asked the White House about the scheduling conflict, and they said had they known, of course, then they would have just not played
bull.
The 16th. Now,
bull.
Now.
Nothing
now,
gets
now.
In the way of that man's golf game, and yeah. you know it.
Well, you know, he could have played later or earlier, but yeah.
Or skipped the 16th.
Yeah, you know, he said he'd have done that had he known. He just didn't know. They don't tell the president.
Well, he doesn't know much.
Oh,
but he knows it's the North Koreans.
That's an umbrella quote.
Was the video.
That's an umbrella quote for the last 6 years.
I'm
isn't
saying.
It? Yeah. I'll tell you what the president does know. He is refusing to rule out that one day U.S. America will open an embassy in Iran. Yeah. An interview aired on NPR.
Oh, my God.
He said the nuclear issue remains an obstacle in relations with the country. He said, quote, I never say never, but I think these things have to go in steps. In order for us to, I think, open that aperture with respect to Iran, then we have to get this nuclear issue resolved.
Well, it'd be good to have a place to go sit down and have a beer with them. Oh,
yeah, right.
Maybe not in Iran.
Because they're all about that in Iran. Well, and again, this is the head of the administration where the Secretary of State, Lurch, said, no way ever in any world would we have anything to do with Assad, ever. We're not going to build any kind of a coalition or partnership as long as he... Oh, wait a minute. Let's go ahead and do that.
Never mind.
I didn't mean it. I had King's X. I had my fingers crossed. For the 13th straight year, Hillary Clinton has been named the most admired woman in the world by a Gallup poll of idiots. And I don't know about that.
In the world?
Yeah, really.
There's roughly 3 billion other choices. Roughly.
I'm not even taking a shot at her. I'm just saying,
yeah.
On the men's side, and what does that mean, most admired woman?
I can think of people up in this office I admire more.
Yeah.
Well, now you're taking a shot.
Yeah. No!
On the men's side, President Obama's win came with little surprise as the sitting U.S. president has won all but 12 of the 68 years that the question has been asked. Yeah. What has Hillary done that would make you admire her?
She didn't kill Bill.
Okay, yeah, I guess that's probably
you got to give her props for that.
Probably so.
Because I know a lot of women that
would have
made him sing soprano.
Michael Grimm announced that he'll resign from Congress. He's the Staten Island Republican congressman after pleading guilty to felony tax evasion. In a statement released last night, I always love this, quote, after much thought and prayer, let's bring prayer into this. Yeah, Congressman, how much did you pray about that felony tax evasion thing? I've made the very difficult decision to step down from Congress effective January 5th, 2015. This decision is made with a heavy heart. Yeah, as I've enjoyed a very special relationship and closeness with my constituents whom I care about deeply. Yeah, except when I get caught with that felony tax evasion thing. Yeah. And Steve Scalise may be an idiot. I'm not sure. He just may be an idiot.
I mean, got elected to Congress, so.
He did. Well, back in 2012, he spoke at an event that was sponsored by a group that was led by David Duke, and he said he didn't know whether it was a white supremacist meeting.
Wow.
Yeah. You're an idiot. That's all I can say, really. Now, he's got a black congressman from Louisiana, Cedric Richmond, who's, you know, got his back, saying he told the New Orleans Times-Picayune, I don't think Steve Scalise has a racist bone in his body. Steve and I have worked on issues that benefit poor people, black people, white people, Jewish people. I know his character. Well, why did you go speak at a David Duke-sponsored function then?
Dum, 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 dum.
Because, again, in 2002, everybody pretty much knew that. See, wonder how much money he got from there.
If I just would have known at the time.
Yeah, what?
That's the excuse Obama was using.
At this point, what difference does it make, right?
We celebrate a night in New Orleans at Messina Hoff Winery as we ring in the new year. Savor a four-course meal, a decadent dessert bar, and a night of dancing. Enjoy an open bar of Messina Hoff's award-winning wines. Go to MessinaHoff.com for pricing and book your reservations today.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
When it comes time to design or redesign a home landscape, you need to think of it incrementally. As you would in building the house itself, start the garden design with the most general areas that will, by necessity, have to come first, and then, as time, money, and energy allow, work your way through to the finish line. We're going to try to bring order to the process, step-by-step landscaping, in today's program after this message.
Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format. 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
When you're landscaping a home, turf has to come first. You really don't have a landscape if you don't have some kind of planting covering the bare ground. Sure, you can use ground covers over a portion, but it's a lawn that usually fills the biggest voids and does so most easily. Determine where it is that you need to have the lawn grass, then be sure that it's successfully growing there. Shade trees come second. They may take 5 or 10 years to develop, so get them on their way as soon as you can. Choose their planting sites carefully. Use them to frame the garden, planting off to the sides and away from the center points of the yard. Be sure they don't align with other trees up and down the block. Choose healthy, vigorous specimens, and whenever possible, plant them in late fall or winter to allow them maximum time to become established before the summer's hot weather. You want to choose quality. Let a certified nursery professional advise you of the best types for your needs. Large shrubs are your third highest priority. They form the framework of your entire garden design. Odds are that they'll go in at the same time as the turf grass and shade trees. Use the large shrubs to frame the corners of your house and, if needed, as privacy screens along the boundary. Choose dependable types that will grow to the height and width you need but not beyond. Avoid formal shearing to lessen your workload. Again, a local full-time nursery professional can offer good options. The rest of your shrubs will be in the next chain of planting events. Again, choose types that suit the space you have available for them. Avoid shearing to keep plants in bounds. Know how tall and wide each plant needs to grow and choose accordingly. Vines and ground covers finish off the woody parts of your landscape plantings compared to shade trees and large shrubs. These tertiary plants grow to their full mature forms much more quickly, usually in just a year or so, so you can leave them until later if time and money require. Annuals and perennials are naturals for any great garden. They're also moving targets in that you're making changes and modifications a couple of times each year. Once your shrubs and ground covers are in place and growing, you'll see places where small spots of color would be useful. Maybe it's to define the doorway, or it could be to draw attention to a fountain or other landscaping embellishment. Garden art is the finishing touch to your lovely landscape design. It might be a statue, fountain, sundial, bird bath, or something else, but it needs to be there. And that's the fun part of step-by-step landscaping. Winter pruning of summer flowering shrubs in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. A happy and sad day in Aggieland. Happy, they won the bowl. Sad, football season's over. And here's Zach Taylor with the last football report for Fighting Texas Aggie football in Memphis.
The Texas A&M football team had an historic performance yesterday afternoon, defeating West Virginia 45-37 in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl to clinch the Aggies' fourth straight postseason victory, the first time it's ever been done in program history. Coach Sumlin said much of the credit went to the senior class.
118 years of football at Texas A&M, and for this senior class to be a group that had four straight bowl wins, that's something that nobody can ever take from them, and puts them in a separate class by themselves, and that's something they could be very, very proud of going forward and coming back to this program as former students and former players, and then also the ability to kind of set the tone for the for the offseason.
Now, of course, the seniors played a huge role in the win, but it was the young guns who really stood out. Aggie junior running back Trey Carson earned offensive player of the game, rushing for 133 yards on 25 carries. True freshman linebacker Ataro Alaka earned defensive player of the game honors, while game MVP went to fellow freshman quarterback Kyle Allen, who threw for 294 yards and four touchdowns to go along with one interception. The Maroon and White wrap up the year at 8-5 overall, while West Virginia falls to 7-6. From Memphis, Tennessee, I'm Zach Taylor.
Thank you, Zach. The game, however, wasn't without issue. Texas A&M student assistant Michael Richardson was told by Coach Kevin Sumlin to remain in the locker room for shoving slash hitting two West Virginia players on the sideline on two separate incidences during the first half of the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. Sumlin was made aware of Richardson's actions at halftime. Richardson was not allowed to return to the sideline for the second half and was sent home, according to school officials. The player he struck, Daryl Worley, tweeted, quote, "To the A&M coach, assistant, trainer, whatever you want to call yourself, that punched me in the head, just know I'm going to see you again in life," end quote. Texas A&M women's basketball saw Courtney Williams score 19 points, but it wasn't enough for number 5 Texas A&M as they fell to Washington 70-49. The Huskies led by as many as 18 in the first half and as many as 22 in the second. The ladies fall to 11-2, and they'll return to work Wednesday at 4 o'clock to host North Texas at Reed Arena. You can catch the action for that game on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. A&M men's basketball returns to Reed tonight as A&M hosts the Mercer Bears at 7. The Aggies are 7-3 and a perfect 5-0 on home turf. The guys face just two more non-conference foes in Mercer this evening and Hartford on Saturday before tipping off SEC play. In other bowl action, Brandon Allen threw for 160 yards and two scores as Arkansas rolled to an easy 31-7 win over Texas in the Texas Bowl, the Razorbacks' first bowl appearance since 2011. It was the first game between these former Southwest Conference rivals since 2008 and ends a two-game skid in the series for Arkansas. Longhorns coach Charlie Strong said the team needs more passion for the game.
Football has got to mean something to you. You know, competing has got to mean something to you. Playing hard has got to mean something. Playing with passion, all those things got to mean something to you. And they don't right now. It's an embarrassment right now.
In other bowl news, 17th-ranked Clemson routed Oklahoma 40-6 in the Russell Athletic Bowl. On tap today, the Music City Bowl is at 2 with Notre Dame and LSU. The Belk Bowl is 5:30 with Georgia and Louisville, and the Foster's Farm Bowl at 9 with Maryland and Stanford. In the NHL, Antoine Roussel scored the go-ahead goal with 54 seconds as the Dallas Stars broke the New York Rangers' 8-game winning streak with a 3-2 victory. And as we reported yesterday, the Browns suspended star receiver Josh Gordon after he missed a walkthrough practice, while first-round quarterback Johnny Manziel was fined for being late for treatment after throwing what was being implied as a big party. The Browns had sent security personnel to find Manziel at his home on Saturday and try and locate him after he had been absent from treatment. Manziel spoke to the media yesterday and said he was not with Gordon that evening and explained the air quotes party.
I mean, if three people from Kerrville, Texas are enough to warrant a party, then, you know, we might be. We're from Kerrville, so, but, you know, that's just absolutely ridiculous. I was irate about that yesterday, and, you know, it's really shameful that, you know, that they did report that in that way, and, you know, it was tied directly in with Josh as well.
In the NBA, Bradley Beal scored 33 points, and the Washington Wizards survived the furious fourth-quarter charge by the Rockets for a 104-103 win. James Harden scored 33 for the Rockets and said Houston needs to start playing together.
We just got to play better, you know, as a team. I think our second unit really, the last couple of games, has bailed the first unit out.
Michigan will hold a news conference today where they expect to announce the hiring of Jim Harbaugh as their head football coach. The former Wolverine quarterback has signed a deal to take over for Brady Hoke. The 51-year-old Harbaugh coached the San Francisco 49ers to three straight NFC championship games and one Super Bowl loss before missing the playoffs at 8-8 this season. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the Armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
There you go. Let's do some weather. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Maybe a little bit of drizzle this morning or fog, kind of like we had yesterday. 52 will be our high, 33 tonight. Probably no sunshine for the rest of the week. 20% chance of rain tomorrow with a high of 43. It's up to 40% chance of rain on Wednesday. New Year's Day, 60% during the day and in the evening. Same thing for Friday and Saturday. Right now, 46. WTAW, College Station.